How can you not like that music, huh? Little Marshall Tucker Band right there. Sounding good. I like it. Put a little skip in your step. All right, we took a couple calls during the break. Cleared the lines. That left some lines open right now at 1-888-767-4348. You call in. My wife, sweet Jennifer of 40 years, will get your name, where you're calling from, and what your question is. Like Tony calling from Glendale with a plumbing question. Good morning, Tony.
Yes, good morning. First, I want to start by saying thank you for the Diamond tickets I went on Labor Day that I won over last weekend.
Good.
Yeah, it was a good game, except we lost.
I saw the game Tuesday night that we actually won. Yeah. That was a good game.
And, hey, yeah. Tony, it's interesting you say that because this segment, we have the next set to give away, and it's the same tickets. Are those nice seats or what?
Oh, that was excellent seats. They were very nice, very good seats. Everything was great except we lost the game.
We really need to not lose again, and we really need the Dodgers and the Rockies to lose a few. It's coming.
I know, but they play each other to start this weekend.
So yeah, yeah.
Sometimes they'll lose. That's
beat
good.
Each other up.
It's coming down to crunch time, isn't it?
They always do that.
Oh,
on our nerves. Anyway, my question is, when I turn on the water, hot water on the kitchen sink, first it gets fine. When the water gets warmer, it's like the pipes start to rattle, but actually the water is vibrating the whole thing, and then water comes out also kind of like on and off, on and off, on and off. Is that the faucet causing that?
It very well could be. Is it only at the kitchen faucet?
Yes.
Yeah.
And only when water gets hot.
Yeah, I'm suspicious that it is just the faucet, okay? And you could test that by disconnecting the hot side underneath the counter.
Okay.
And crack the valve on the wall and fill a bucket and just see if it does it. Now, if it does it that way, I mean, this is something that's just recently started.
Yes, it's recent.
Yeah, it's probably the faucet. If it's not the faucet, then we've developed something has changed maybe in the way of the pressure at the house, and we may have to go to like a little mini arrestor mounted right there underneath the kitchen sink, which is really easy to do, and that eliminates the air hammer that's causing that's the vibration inside the pipes.
All right.
But try it with the angle stop valve and a bucket. See if it does it. If it doesn't, then you're probably going to just replace the faucet and be all set. How old is the faucet?
The faucet, about at least, let's say, since 2008.
Okay. All right. Okay. Do you happen to know, is it a Delta?
No, I'm not sure. No.
Okay.
What brand it is? It's not a cheap brand, but not an expensive brand. It's like in the middle.
Okay. Well, at the point you decide to replace it, I'll tell you, we install a lot of Deltas, and I have a Delta at my house, and it's the kind that kind of comes out and is on a long cord with a little spray handle, kind of, you know, and it's guaranteed for life. And I actually had one in there for about 10 years, and I tested that warranty, and they gave me a brand new one.
Nice.
So there's
that's solid.
There's my one little tip right there. I Romy's little brother, William, who doesn't live here, lives in Portland. He's a plumber, and he was home on vacation. And he saw that our kitchen faucet had developed a little leak to it. And he mentioned, I said, yeah, I'll pick the cartridge up, I'll get it. He said, okay. Well, then the next day, he took it off, ran it down to the plumbing supply house, traded it for a brand new one, had a brand new one installed. He said, yeah, Delta's guaranteed for life. I said, okay.
Very good.
Yeah.
And majority of them, I believe, are American-made. I don't remember specifically Delta. It's going to force me to look it up now, but one of those big plumbing companies is right in the Midwest, like around Kansas City, and another one's around Atlanta. So which one of those is Delta?
I don't know. And they got Wolf Brass, I think, is in Florida. Most of that, I think, is made here, too.
I would The name Delta would be more to the south than I think, like, middle America. I don't know.
Let's see if we can bring Nancy into the conversation. Having taken care of Tony, that opens a line for you at 1-888-767-4348. Nancy?
Good morning.
Calling from Phoenix. Good morning.
Hi. My mother is moving into a house that has a sunken living room. Okay. And we would like to cover that in so that it's even with the rest of the flooring around it, but we don't know what the best process would be.
You know, when you get a couple guys out there to take a look at it, you may get a guy or two that tells you, let's just put some 2x6s or 2x8s down and put plywood on top of that to bring it up flush and call it good. We don't like that method at all. Nancy, it's putting wood down below grade. It creates a condition conducive for termite infestation. It's much, much better. What we do is we go in there and we cut the sheetrock up above the floor, because right now as you step down in the living room, the sheetrock goes down all the way to the floor. So
right.
We have to we chalk a line and we cut that and we get it completely out of there. And then there's generally little furring strips that are mounted on the masonry stem wall. We have to get those out of there. And then we, of course, remove whatever floor covering's there. It's probably carpet. And then we fill the whole thing with ABC fill and 4.5 inches of concrete. And then the electrical receptacles around the outside perimeter of the house probably have to be raised, because you don't want the electrical receptacle 2 inches above the ground, you know, above the finished floor.
Right.
And if you'll measure the room, I can tell you to do it right. What we like to do before we do all that is we go in and we termite treat underneath that whole area.
Okay.
Just as a preventative, because once you then have 4 inches of concrete, 4 inches of ABC, 4 inches of concrete, and 4 inches of ABC, sometimes that area can be hard to treat should termites ever come. So we saturate the area with termite pretreat, then we put in the ABC, then we put in the concrete, we cut the sheetrock, we raise all the electrical receptacles, patch the drywall, get it ready for painting, and then you can put whatever floor cover you want in there when you were done. Generally speaking, if you'll measure the room, you're going to be between $20 and $30 a square foot to do that right.
Okay. It's 15 by 18. I know that.
Okay. So that is 255, about 300 square feet. So you're going to be somewhere between $6,000 and $9,000.
Okay.
And
then what about letting the concrete cure? Like, how does that work?
That's a great question. Well, generally what we do, because that's a lot of humidity inside the house, because as concrete cures, people call it curing. It's really not curing. It's hydrating. You're off-gassing a ton of humidity. And we generally just put some fans in there. We don't blow the fans right onto the concrete surface. We point them up into the room just to keep the air circulating, and that accelerates it a little bit. You might consider having this done before your mom moves in.
Yes.
Yeah. And then within a couple days, you're in pretty good shape. What floor covering would your mom want back down when it's done?
She's putting carpet back down.
Okay. Well, carpet can go back down generally after about 4 or 5 days. If you're going to go with tile and grout, we have to wait a little bit longer than that.
Okay. And do you have any companies that you recommend?
And where is the house, Nancy?
Phoenix, 35th Avenue and Bell area.
Yeah. I believe TWD would do that. Kirk Development would do it. Both Rosie Certified Remodelers. At Rosie Remodeling, we do it. We do it fairly often. So any one of those three companies, depending on how busy the other guys are, this is kind of considered a smaller job. And depending on how busy they are, they may or may not be able to get to it. Now, Rosie loves small jobs. If I could just do small jobs, that's all I would do. You get in, you get them done, and you go to the next one. These jobs that you go on and you're there for 6 or 8 or 9 months, I get worn down. I get worn down.
Right. Okay. And what, give me that number, please.
Nancy, and you could just dial this same number you dialed to call the radio show. Just dial that number during the week and let them know you want somebody to come out and take a look at infilling the. Do y'all have keys to the house yet?
No, it's about 3 weeks out, okay. And then she was going to do some of the changing out of things before she actually moved in.
Yeah. Okay. Well, just call that same number, and that puts you in touch with Rosie Remodeling Monday through Friday, and we'll send somebody out and measure it up for you and give you a specific written detail.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, you bet, Nancy. We appreciate it.
Okay.
You know, at the little Rosie Remodeling Company, we're pretty busy right now. we're looking for good people. Like I mentioned, I like small jobs. If I could do our entire annual revenue goal in jobs under $10,000 or $15,000, that's the way I would like to do it. But, of course, my designer says, Rosie, it takes me as much time and effort to design a $12,000 project as it does to design a $112,000 project. Why don't we get some of the bigger jobs? So Alex goes out and he gets the bigger jobs. Rosie goes around collecting and getting all the little handyman jobs. And we need a good, experienced carpenter all-around trades guy. And we need someone like that really bad. Finding good people right now is pretty tough. Everybody that's any good is pretty busy. But if you know someone that wants to make a significant impact, if they just have a job working somewheres with their tool belt on, and they want to come and visit with a company that they can have an entire shift in their career, then have them contact us at Rosie on the House Remodeling, because we could sure use a couple real good guys right now.
It was all over talk radio this week, just how much money the trades are making.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a good living. It's a real, if you like working with your hands and meeting great people. I mean, how else would I have ever met Alice Cooper? but to put a second addition on his house.
Oh, I was gonna say grow your hair out and learn guitar.
No. Put a second addition on his house. How would I have ever met Sybil Ferguson, the lady that founded Diet Centers? Put a second bedroom on her house up in Paradise Valley.
Smucker's Jelly.
How would I have ever met Paul Smucker, one of the nicest men I've ever met in my entire life from Smucker Jellies? He has kind of like a little compound next to, well, in Paradise Valley. And we've done work for him and his sons and his daughters. And I mean, they're just a great family.
Paul Harvey.
Yeah. How would I have ever met Paul Harvey?
Radio. You
know? Well, I never met him radio. It wasn't until he needed work done at his house that I met him. So I have met some of the founder of PetSmart, Jim Doherty. How would I have ever met Jim Doherty? But remodeling his house and then going up to Flagstaff and remodeling his mother-in-law's house. So I have met some of the greatest people, my customers, being in, and you get to know them on a fairly personal level. How else would you get to know somebody than, you know, remodeling their bathroom? I mean, you get to know them pretty good, right? So we're looking for great people at Rosie on the House Remodeling. If you're in the business and you want to make a step up in your career, give us a call.
We've got the tickets we'll give away. We were burned out of time, so we'll do it at this next break before we start the next hour. I promise we'll do it right after the break.